Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve. It's Ed Dow, 747 here on a Friday morning on KNSS. Three big things. Revenue from Kansas casinos and lottery ticket sales down $100 million thanks to COVID-19. House Democrats preparing another pandemic relief measure as talks remain stalled with Republican leaders in the White House. President Trump unveils his plan for health care, signs executive order protecting pre-existing conditions. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in the Wichita area still averaging around $1.93 or $1.94 a gallon. I do see better prices out there. $1.87, 21st Street North in Arkansas. We also have $1.88. Saw that at 61st Street North and I-135 up in Park City. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 89 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 65. Saturday, sunny and warm. Tomorrow's high, 91. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 10 miles per hour, 63 degrees. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas, or visit hatmanjacks.com. 7:49, Steve and Ted, and of course, coming up Sunday night right here on KNSS, the John Whitmer Show at 7 o'clock. John's with us this morning on a Friday to give us a preview of what he's going to be talking about. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Missed you.
Missed you. That's fine. Yeah, well, anyway, here we are. We're on the go today, and I'm going to speculate that you might be talking about Supreme Court nominees Sunday night. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we're going to find out what tomorrow at 5. We'll find out who the president is going to nominate, and then the fun begins. As a matter of fact, next week we'll have an expert from either the White House or the RNC on next Sunday. But we'll find out Saturday. I think he's narrowed it down to probably one or two names at this point, but we'll find out tomorrow at 5. It's going to be entertaining, this process. I think the last I heard, there are 51 confirmed votes. So once we go through the dog and pony show, it's a foregone conclusion, at least from what I'm hearing, that the name will pass. But, you know, it's a long way from here to Tipperary, shall we say.
Well, you know,
the process will be entertaining.
Yeah, somebody might change their mind. I don't think that's going to happen because the way politics are done anymore. But so maybe somebody will say, nope, I don't want this one. That could happen, I guess.
And who knows what could come up, you know?
Yeah.
The vetting process, it'll be brutal. It's bad timing. I think universally people perceive it to be bad timing for the Biden campaign, and for no other reason than they're trying to keep Joe under wraps, and Kamala Harris will be out of the campaign trail. You know, she's going to be stuck in Washington, D.C. in a Senate confirmation hearing. So that hurts their campaign for her to not be able to be out campaigning while she's stuck in D.C. So at least in that regard, it's certainly not good for the Biden-Harris campaign.
Do you have any guests coming up on Sunday night this week?
Oh, of course. We've got one that I've been wanting to talk to. We were hoping to get him on last week, but, you know, with the Chiefs game, we were kind of preempted a little bit. Alam Bakari, he is a senior technology writer for Breitbart News, has been working for 5 years with whistleblowers within the big tech industry, Google, Facebook, Twitter, about their how they censor and how they fact check some of their metrics, their programming, and that kind of stuff. He has a new book that actually came out this week, and it's about how Google is, frankly, censoring their programming and their technology, their metrics, against the president and against conservatives. It's actually shocking. He's got a whole new book coming out. He has whistleblowers all within the industry, within Google, who are coming forward and saying, look, Google is actually biased against conservatives, and it's really stunning. I'm looking forward to this interview. It'll be a good one.
All right. Should be a good show Sunday night. John, good luck to you. Have a good show Sunday night at 7 right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. Microsoft is looking to transform its remote working platform.
Fox on Tech.
Microsoft wants to help make your video conferences more interesting. Microsoft Teams is a communication platform similar to Slack that lets remote workers collaborate in real time, and Together Mode does that via video conferencing. Together Mode will now add some unique layouts so that coworkers can look like they're hanging out in a virtual coffee shop, seated around a conference table, a restaurant, or a stadium. Software will use machine learning to figure out how to place people in their virtual seats, no matter how near or far from the camera they are seated in reality. If this sounds somewhat familiar, it should. The NBA has been using Teams Together Mode for its virtual crowd feature to fill the stadium with fans and let them cheer on their team. Users of Zoom know you can place yourself in front of the camera and drop a variety of virtual backdrops behind you, from libraries to beaches, all a way to make us feel closer together and not stuck in the same place. The new features for Teams will roll out soon. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
The Business Journal, honoring excellence in the workplace for everyone. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, it's the big story in the weekly edition of the Business Journal, recognizing the 2020 winners of the Wichita Business Journal's Diversity and Inclusion Awards. Sixth year for the awards, and in that time, 123 individuals and organizations have been recognized for their work to promote respect for all, advocating for groups that are underrepresented, and advancing cultural diversity in Wichita. In 2020, the Business Journal recognizes 16 organizations and 11 individuals. They include George De La Torre, Bombardier, and Equity Bank, each of this year's honorees featured in the weekly edition. In this week's list, the Wichita area's largest women-owned businesses. Foley Industries is at the top of the list, owned by Ann Kinesny. She has 315 full-time employees. Mel Hamilton Ford is second, owned by Lisa Hamilton, 202 employees. The rest of the top five, Wilson Building Maintenance, JR Custom Metal Products, and Don Hatton Companies. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is National Daughters Day, and I'm sure you're going to celebrate somehow.
Oh, my. You betcha.
Those two of you, they're kind of the light of your life, aren't they?
Boy, they sure are. They are amazing young women, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah. My daughter, of course, she's got four kids, and she's an accountant as well, and just running to ball games and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, we love her.
I think we did something right, didn't we?
Yeah, something good happened because we had daughters.
Right.
I had a son, too, but we're not talking about him today, okay?
Yeah, we talk about the daughters.
My youngest grandchild, Sammy Joe down in Derby, is having her 8th birthday Sunday, so happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Sammy Joe.
Sammy Joe, she's having a birthday, and a good friend of mine named Johnny Tarrant is having a birthday.
Johnny Tarrant.
You know Johnny?
I've heard that name, that's for sure.
Now, for a long time, he was the radio voice of Friends University Sports. And
right.
He's a graduate of the same high school I went to. His wife is also a West High grad, Susie. I've known those two people for many, many years, and Johnny's is a heck of a guy. And we want to say happy birthday to him as well. All right?
Happy birthday, Johnny.
National Daughters Day. All right. Thank you, Bill.
Love it.
7:55 now, Stephen Ted. Stay with Stephen Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on President Trump's new health care plan. Jad has a look at sports. We get a special guest. It's Friday, right?
That's right. Coming up here on the sports with on Steve and Ted, we've got Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, in just a few minutes.
Plus, you've got entertainment news. The Blur's coming up, too.
That's right. And on the Blur, we'll talk about a success for a new Netflix series, all coming up on The Blur.
Traffic and weather, weekend weather on the way. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.